We are learning Masechta Ksuvos, Daf Pehei Amud Aleph, and we are starting 10 lines from the top, in the middle of a line. The Gemara says like this, Avimei Berei de Rabavo, Havamaske Be'ezuzi Be'chazoi. Avimei owed money to the Be'chazoi. And it was a big trip, and we couldn't do the trip, so Shadrinu, he sent the money, B'yad Choma Berei de Rabavaravua. He sent the money with Choma. Also, so Choma went to Be'chazoi and paid up the Chayiv. $100,000. Chayiv, he paid it off. Ozel Parinu. Omulhu. So he tells the Bechazoi, Havli Shtar, you know, give me back a receipt, give me back the Shtar, you know, the document that says that we owe you money, that my you know, the guy who sent me owes you money, that Vimi owes you money. He said, give me back the Shtar. So I know I have now a receipt that I paid up. Omulay. So the Bechazoi said, by the way, he said, Troy, you know, I took this for different Chayiv. So Troy means to the side. You know, this guy, Avimei, had a different Chayiv. He had a Milva Apeh. I thank you for giving that money. That money's for Milva Apeh. I'll hold that money for the Milva Apeh. And you still owe me money for the Shtar. That's what he says. Oh, that's bad news. Also, Kaveh Rav Avohu. So they came to the Shayat of Rav Avohu. So here, the Shliach saying, I paid for the one of the Shtar. I want the Shtar back. The other one's the Milva Apeh. The mile of Milva Apeh is that Vimi could deny it. But they're saying, because I'm saying, I took the money for that. And the Shtar is still valid. I still owe you money from the Shtar. So they came to Rav Avohu in Torah, Amalei. So Rav Avohu asked the Shliach, Istuchos Sadi Teperisinu, do you have Edim that you paid up? Amalei lo, you know. Amalei. So Rav Avohu says that this Bechazoi is Neman. Migu di Yichoyen Loimar, lo herdva ma'ilam. They have a Migu. They could have said, I never got any money. Yichoyen Namel Meimar, Sitroininu. They could also say that the money we got is for a different Chayiv. So he says, Neman also Migu. Now the Rishonim are bothered that we know is an idea called Migu Lahaitzi. A Migu doesn't work to be Maitzi money. Here we're using this Migu to be Maitzi money, to be Maitzi money from the Shtar. So here, the Chayra, how do you have a right to be Maitzi the Maitzi money with this Migu? It's Migu Lahaitzi. So the Taisim of Basra and the Goyis HaShri over here answer that since he is holding on to a Shtar, so it's not called Migu Lahaitzi, it's called Migu Lahachzik. When you have a Shtar, you're Stikla Muchzik, and therefore the Migu works. So that's the story. Now the shaila is this shliach now responsible? The shliach technically lost for Avimei $100,000. He gave him $100,000 to pay up the chayv for the shtar, and here he didn't pay it up. He ended up giving the money, lost the money basically. And the Bechazoi took it for something else. So does he have to pay? The halacha is when you watch something with someone and you lose it, you have to pay for it. So here you're a shomer for the money. You were a shliach and you had the money. Do you have to pay or not? You know, anytime you're trying to do a favor, but you know, a shabachinam that does a favor, if he's a paisheya, has to pay for it.
What could he have done different?
He could have asked for the star first. They give me the star, and then I give you the money. So lein shlumei shliach mai. What's the halacha? Could maybe should have asked for the star first. Om Ravashi chazinon. We see how was he sent? He omalei if he told him shkol star v'hav zuzi then mashal. If when he avimi sent him, he told the shliach take the star and then pay the money. So then he has to pay because he's a paisheya. But let's say he says, have Zuzi Vishakal Star, he says, give money and take the star, Loi Mishalam does not pay. And the Gemara says, no, Lohi. It's not even true. Benkach or Benkach Mishalam. Either way, he has to pay the Shliach. Because I sent you to do me a Shlichas that in the work, not to mess me up. And therefore, since he wasn't smart enough to take the star first, it's a Pesheya, and he has to pay either way. Now, Toisvis, which is printed on the bottom of Pedal on Beis, speaks out. Dr. Tyson, I read the Tyson inside. Daf comes from the Hiskeloi Likach Shtar, but Chilav Asoif. This is a Sugadati. He has to mention some time to take the Shtar. If he never mentioned anything about a Shtar, then it's not called a Pesheya, because he never even thought of it. But once he mentioned Shtar, he should have known that you got to get the Shtar first. Don't play around and give the money first.
What's
the argument? What? How's Tyson? No, I'll go in tomorrow. Where's the argument tomorrow? Either way, you pay. So he's saying, it means Saif, he said the Shtar first, he said the Shtar second. But you have at least mentioned the Shtar. That he's saying, you have to at least mention the star. He's explaining the Gemara. You have to at least mention the star. If you don't mention anything about a star, then you can't have a tie on him. Zot Gemara Vayta, another story with Tfisa. See, this story we just learned had nothing to do with the Gemara before. We had a collection of Kibar and Tarfin about Tfisa Mechaim. It just had to do with Tfisa, really. So here we go more about holding on to something. He Issa, there was a certain woman that have a Mifkuda Gabay Gaba Maluga the story. That the husband, her husband, gave her a whole sack of different stories, different notes, well, that we call in English, that different things that people owe their money, it has value, these notes, that they're star chayiv, that people owe their money. And she was holding on to this whole bag of stars. And then what happened was, the father died, the husband died. Now the Yerushim want their stories, it belongs to them. Also, Yerushim called Tavu Leimine. The Yerushim went and said, I want those stories. This lady, Lav Dafka, was his wife. It could be anyone, any lady. Like upon him, Yerushim said, you know, give us back the stories. Amr Lahu. So this lady told the kids, either it's a wife or a lady, Mechayim Tefisnu. I grabbed the Mechayim, and that works according to Rabbi Akiva. And he owes me money for something else. He owes me money for something else. So I'm holding on to this stories for my chayv. Like Tosis points out, those stories are not going to help her. They're no value because you can't really collect with those stories because she's not the Baal Dover. The stories are written out to the man's name, not to her name. But it was like Stikel of a Mashkin, like Tosis speaks out. Tosis Devaros Isla speaks out that the idea kacha is a chayv litchok ha-yarshim shifra ha-yarshim ha-shoyi chayv lo b'mesh lo itachs v'lugu star v'avakam ha-mashkin. It's like a mashkin, going on like a mashkin. And she said, I tovis him a chayim. Asol kamei the Rav Nachman amar lo islacha sadi tavu minach mechayim v'lo yehavinach nalei. Do you have edim that the man or the husband asked you for it mechayim and you didn't give it back? Amar lo. She said no. Imkein, so Rav Nachman said, no, imkein, tfisa l'acha misa. Tfisa l'acha misa l'klumu. If that's the case, then when you got it the first time, you had it as a bekadon, not as a tefisa. And therefore it's not counted as a tefisa. Now that you're saying, oh, I'm holding on to famashkin, that's already a tefisa of achamisa. And tefisa achamisa, according to Rabbi Kiva, learning yesterday's blot, lav klumu, it doesn't work. It belongs to the Yerushim already. Once the father dies, the Yerushim automatically, and there is no tefisa anymore. Because here, if Chaim already, she was holding it shloike din, basically as a mashkin. So then, good. But here, Mechaim, she was holding it as a pekadin. So therefore, it's not a tefisa at all. It's called tefisa lachamisa. Talk to Maravaita. He is a what?
Thing that she has them. How can you say I'm messing with her right?
Because we know how she got it. We know how she got it. She got it as a pekadin. So it's clearly that she got it as a pekadin. So
there's
no
way to write.
Yeah, that was the case here. We know that she got it as a pekadin here. We know that that's the case. Talk to Gemara. He is so the chayev shemaydo or have edim. Yeah, he is so the chayev shvur beidina. A certain lady who came to Bezdin and she's chayev shvur in the beidina the Ravan. Rava's Bezdin. Omra lei bas Rav Chista. Bas Rav Chista was Rava's wife. So Bas Rav Chista told her husband Rava, Yedana ba. I know this lady. The chashuda ashur doesn't help making her make a shvur because she will say a false shvur. Like the Ritva speaks out, b'shem the ga'inim, that the wife had heard her make plenty of shvuos, levatala and fashav, so the wife knew that this lady is not trustworthy. So she tells her husband, Rava, by the way, this lady, don't believe her. Afka Rava l'shvua. So it's something called hepech shvua, which means that if the one who's chash, the one who has to make the shvua is chashar shvua, we allow the teveya to make the shvua. And it's a shvua v'noitlim. Usually you don't make a shvua v'noitlim, usually a shvua patas you. But here, when she's a chashar shvua, we switch the shvua around, and we make the other guy make the shvua. So Rava believed basically his wife. So after Rava shvua, she connected them. Zimnim, a different time, Havyasve Kamei, Rav Papa, Rav Adav Amasta. A different time, by Din Torah, Rav Papa, Rav Master was sitting there. Isa Ushtar Gabe, and a guy brought in a star. Omle, Rav Papa, Yedana Bey, the star Prihu. I know that star. I know it's paid up. Omle, so Rava asks Rav Papa, Iki Nishtar Chunaba Adad Amar, do you have someone else with you, another aide, or you yourself? Omle, no, I'm only aide, I'm a Erechad. Amalei, afagav the ikamar eidach alav klumhu. Even though you were saying something, Rav Papa, but your eidach doesn't not worth anything. You're telling me your star is perua, but you know your eidach. Amalei, Rav Adav Amastas. Rav Adav turns to Rav and says, "Well, you're a papa, gavas rechista. Well, Rav Papa is the god of Hadar. He's not as big as your wife. Your wife, you believed, even though she was eidach, and Rav Papa, you don't believe." So Rav answered, "Bas rechista kimli begava. I know my wife. I know she wouldn't say a lie. I know I trust her completely. Mar, Rav Papa, I know you're God Adav, but I don't know you personally enough that like Kimli Begavah, I'm not sure you're saying the truth. But you see this idea called Kimli Begavah. You are confident in what someone's saying. You know that's truth. Even can pass it like that. The Rosh Hashanah speak out. The Bezbana said, no such thing as Kimli Begavah. But Lamaisa, Medina de Gemara, something called Kimli Begavah. Rav Papa, Hashd Omar Kimli Begavah. Rav Papa said, now that Rav was Machadish, this idea of Kimli Begavah, Milsa, the Kimli Begavah Milsi, can Abba Bar Mari, the Kimli Begavah, Karana Shtara Apume. Abba Mar Bri, my son, Abba Mar, that I am confident in him, that he says the truth always. If he tells me about a star that it's Parua, I will rip up the star. Karana Shtara Apume. Freyti Gemara, Karana Sakata, I think he'll rip up a star. El Marana Shtara Apume, which means I'm not going to collect the star without having another raya, but I'm not going to rip it up. Now, what was the bar's kasha going to rip it off? We just heard that, yeah, you believe Rabbi Bas Rav Chista, that you make hepech shua. Zok Tamar Shah, hepech shua and ripping up a star is a different level. It's different. Like Masha speaks, I'll read it into the Masha. Masha says, "Vafuchi shuah de bas Rav Chista lo have a kol kach afuki m'moina." Switching a shuah is not so much being mighty one moaning. Give a shuah mi'a boy. Someone's making a shuah. But I'm hacha the be'edus ha'echa l'chud mekara star that you wouldn't do already, even with kim le'gavah. So I'm not a story. He is saw a certain woman, the chayv shuah be'edina the Rav Bibi Bar Abaya. She was chayv shuah in the bezdin of Rav Bibi Bar Abaya. So now the teveya. The Teveya means the one who's asking the lady for money. The lady now is chayav shuah to part herself. The man who was being Teveya was worried that this lady is going to lie because this was not their hometown. Omalahu, Ahu Baldin, the Baldin said, Hasif the Shavah B'masa, come to the city, to our hometown, where there you'll be embarrassed. Efshe Mechsefo, may there you'll be embarrassed. You're not going to make a shuah le sheker. That means in this place no one knows you. So she'll make a shuah sheker, but there everyone knows the truth. You're going to make a shuah sheker, you're going to be embarrassed. So she had to go because Allah is, they're trying to handle why she had to go, but Pasuk Shad is because that was their city, so she has to go to all the Bezdin. But she said, I don't want to go to all the Bezdin and make the shuah and have to write up a whole star again. Here we already worked through this dintar, everyone knows the dintar takes a while. Here they went through the dintar already, so let's write up the star that I'm Potter, and when I make the shuah, we'll sign it. So Amr Lahu, she told this first Bezdin that was sitting in Rabbi's Bezdin, Kosvuliz Zachvasa, write me the star that I won the case. We won't sign it. The when I swear over there, Yavali will still sign it and give it to me. So that's what I wanted to do. Amr Rabbi Abaya, Kosvulah. Rabbi said, no problem. He write up the star. Amra Papa, so Papa said to Rabibi, because you come from Beis Eli, which Beis Eli had a klala that they're going to die young, which means people are cut short. Because you come from Moloi, you're going to say Mili Melaisa, Ha'amar Rava. Rava said, Hai Asharta the Dina. We had this before in Masechta Subas, that when you're writing a Sharta the Dina, which means a Kiyam Shtaris, the Mikhtav Mekam and Nechma Shadi Achsimus Yadayu, that if you write it before the Edim saw that these chasimus are correct before the edim were made on the chasimus. You wrote it first, psula. Why? Because I'm a mechzik shikra. It looks like a shekha. If you write up a star before it really happens, it's mechzik shikra. How can I mechzik shikra? Here also, it's mechzik shikra. So we're saying, Chari, I can write up a star that she won the case. She didn't win the case yet. Chari, it's a shekha to write a star. And the Gemara says, no, we don't pass out that rava. Even though the Gemara before in the chafs over there. Chaval on base sound like a pass like that, but here most of we don't pass like that. But less so, Midrav Rav Nachman, not Rav Nachman. Oymer Rameyer, Rameyer holds Eide Chasim Mekarti held. I feel Motza Ba'ashba. Even Rameyer, who was Makben on Eide Chasim Mekarti, he still held that if you find a star in the garbage, a get, and it says the same name as the Isha and the Isha, V'chosmu when they sign it V'naslo Kosher, even though it was written for someone else. And we're not worried about sheker. I feel Rabbanon, even Rabbanon will argue Rameyer, like, plegi elah Rameyer, but gittin osho, what am I get? Why? It's been exceeded l'shma, because you have to write it l'shma. And for shahar star is moida, it's not mechzik ha-shikra. Dom Ravasi, what's the ride that everyone's moida? Dom Ravasi, Yom V'yechron, shtar shalava by a paru. Let's say, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and the same day he paid up. So we have a star that has the same date and the same money. He wants to borrow again the same star. So it says, you don't borrow again. Why? Because every star has a shibud from the lekuchos, and that was already nimcha already compared it up. Time with the nimcha shibuda. Only because the shibud was nimcha. That's why you can't use it again. So, therefore, even though it was written on this halva, still you're not mechzika shikra, like tap on base, pay on base. So you see from here, they're not worried about mechzika shikra. And here, in this case of the star, even if it was signed already, it's fine, because at the time it was signed, it was true. It was the truth at that time. So therefore, no problem mechzika shikra. So it's saying here also, you let it write this zachvasa star, and the signing wouldn't be true there. But you rather write it up, because we're not worried about mechzika shikra. As long as it's really true, everything's really true, we're not worried about mechzika shikra, and you can use the same star and sign it later. And by the case of the halva, which really happened, you can use a signed star for the second time, and mechzika shikra loy cheshinon.